Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm Joshua. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, we can then proceed. Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you so much. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And also, what is your age, if you don't mind me asking you, please, ma'am?
Over 60.
Over 60. I see here 63. Is that correct?
That's correct. Damn, y'all got that?
And also, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
African-American.
African-American, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, please.
10,
extremely motivated, right? Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Depends on who's heading. Unsatisfied.
Just satisfied, right?
But that question, I'm unsatisfied with one party. Well, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied because Biden's doing a very good job. So I'm satisfied.
Exactly. In this case, it's in the country generally. The country in general. Thank you. So you're satisfied with the country direction.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And generally speaking, again, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Do you strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate, again, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all to you. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one would be banning TikTok from 0 to 10. How important?
That'd be a 5.
That'd be a 5, somewhat important. How about protecting voting rights and democracy?
That'd be a 10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Banning assault weapons.
20. No, that'd be a 10.
That'll be a 10, right? Thank you. Now, protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
Say that again.
Improving K-12 education.
Oh, shoot. I'm a teacher. That would be a 10.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Your opinion is important. Addressing immigration and border security.
Do we need them? So that would be a 1. That ain't even important.
That'll be a 1, almost no important at all, right? Okay, thank you.
All right.
your opinion is important. Do you believe the president and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress.
100.
100. Cory Booker.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. X, formerly known as Twitter.
Say 80.
80. Cornel West.
0.
0. Okay. Charlemagne the God.
0.
Thank you. Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah, the creator of Facebook.
I give him a 10.
A 10. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you. How about TikTok, please, ma'am?
TikTok? I don't know TikTok. I'll give him about an 80.
About an 80. Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And finally, YouTube, please. YouTube.
I like YouTube. I use it as, I give that about a 90.
You said a 45?
A 90.
A 90. I'm sorry, the line broke up for a minute then. Thank you so much, ma'am. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president on your own words? In one or two sentences.
He's not Trump.
Oh, he's not Trump, right?
I think he's doing a very good job. He has done more for people that looks like me. I am an educator. He has cleared my debt as far as my student loan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have never done. And he's fighting for my rights as an African-American to vote and to protect, give me the choice of life.
Okay, so he's fighting for your rights as African American to protect your life, you said, right, ma'am? Okay.
Right, my yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for your opinion. It's extremely important. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal? A fair amount? Not much or nothing at all?
I'm learning, so I use AI, but I use it a lot for papers. I won't say I'm 100% expert. I would say fairly enough.
Yeah. A fair amount. You know and understand a fair amount of AI. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
It all depends on whose hands it is. So that could go either or.
Okay. Would you lean more towards somewhat more of a benefit or somewhat more of a threat?
Somewhat more of a benefit if I have
somewhat
to
more
choose.
Of a benefit. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following is closer to your own view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
Mm. I'm going to go in the middle.
Okay. The current level is about right? Is that correct?
I say it's about, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Google, video games, Facebook or Meta, TikTok, or YouTube?
I would say video games.
Video games, right? Okay. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? The options are multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times.
It's still for business, advertising.
About TikTok, do you use it multiple times a day or less than once a month or maybe about once a month or multiple times a month?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day, thank you. X, formerly known as Twitter?
Multiple.
Multiple times a day. Instagram?
Multiple.
Multiple times a day. Facebook?
Same, multiple.
Same, multiple times a day. And YouTube as well?
About the same.
About the same, multiple times a day, okay. Thank you. And now, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., or learning about business and products, accessing unfiltered news and information, connecting with people who share your views and values, watching entertaining content, or organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community?
I only could choose one?
Yeah, only one.
Since I'm a business owner, I go with the business.
Learning about businesses and products. Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're moving forward at 77% complete, almost done. Now I'm going to read you just a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
There's no in between. Mm-hmm. I'm agree.
Okay, and do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is TikTok plays a negative role in society. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Do you somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Meta keeps its user data secure. Agree or disagree?
Who?
Meta or Facebook.
Oh, I don't know what is that term, Mega. I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. The next one is Meta plays a negative role in society.
Oh, somewhat
disagree or somewhat agree?
Yeah. Somewhat disagree.
Okay. X or Twitter plays a negative role in society? Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. And TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I haven't had a problem, so I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you very much, ma'am. Moving forward now. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law? Yes, a lot, yes, a little, or not heard?
Well, I'm into politics, so yeah, I heard about it.
A lot, would you say, or a little?
A little.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Read that again.
Yeah. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support.
Okay, I support strongly that. Or, or somewhat support in this case?
I'm in the middle, so I'll say somewhat support.
Somewhat support, right, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I'll vote for.
Mm-hmm. And would you say much more likely to vote for him or somewhat more likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Someone more likely to vote for that candidate. And now, what do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I'll give you the list. They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are playing politics. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us.
I could go over a couple of those answers. What was that second one?
The second one is they are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with.
Is that based on Biden abandoning TikTok?
Yeah, basically, it's what do you think is the Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
Mm-hmm. And what was that? Mm-hmm. I think it has something to do with China.
They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. Okay, thank you. And now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. A news aggregator such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard? You use that one? No.
No.
News websites or apps?
When you say news website, which ones?
In general, like... News websites like ABC, CBS.
MSNBC, is that on there?
Yeah, the National Evening Network TV news such as ABC,
yeah.
CBS, or NBC, thank you. How about talk or news radio?
Yeah.
Okay, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
No. YouTube?
No.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC? You said yes,
no.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly. How about print newspapers or magazines?
It all depends.
Okay. You can select it anyways, okay? And local TV news?
They're full of shit, too.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. And now the last few questions as for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, college graduate, bachelor's degree. That one, right? Okay, thank you.
College graduate. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married, living with partner.
Unmarried, living with partner.
No, married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household or no?
Oh, no.
No, okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much in that case for your participation, okay?
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.